Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Omi. I'm back at it again with another podcast. And, I'm back. I mean, it's been, 2 weeks. I've been gone. I might as well, come back with a podcast. Because I think the last one, I'll call those quick pods. Quick pods are, like, my little opinions on stuff. I know I could just post to my YouTube, but, I'm like in that beginner phase. I don't know shit about YouTube, and I would just rather post all my stuff on here. I mean, I get more views here than I ever did on YouTube. So anyway, let's get right into this podcast. So in this one, I'm gonna talk about something. Maybe it's not relevant anymore, but it was relevant to me when I first heard it. It's called PewDiePie versus T-Series. And here come the comments like, "Aw, man, this shit, ain't nobody want to hear about it." But you know what? I want to put in my opinion, so I don't give a fuck what you say. You're going to listen to me. You're going to hear my opinion. We're going to go our separate ways. All right. PewDiePie versus T-Series. First of all, PewDiePie, I'm not a fan of his content. I like the dude. He's a pretty cool dude. Like, started from humble beginnings, selling hot dogs, became a really big YouTuber, became the number one YouTuber. I'm like, oh, okay. But then you look at T-Series, and then yes, I would consider myself a desi dude. So if you guys are like, oh, you brown skin. So I'm like, maybe, yeah, I'm brown skin. I grew up with T-Series. T-Series was that one channel that had all the songs you grew up with. And I'm telling you, bro, T-Series was the shit. I would be 6, 7, 8, put on the channel Be For You, and every song would be from T-Series. I would be jamming out to that shit. Fire music. And then now I see like freaking 10, 12 year olds fucking commenting, "Fuck T-Series, why is this channel here?" I'm like, first of all, it's just a company. Who cares? Who cares if the number one YouTuber is not a YouTuber? Who the fuck cares? Then you have people like, "Unsubscribe to T-Series, this place is fucking shit." I'm like, no, bruh. You just need to shut up. This shit is fucking pissing me off. Like, I'm gonna just be straight up with you. I like T-Series. Like, who was that YouTuber? Just Rain made a great video in defense to T-Series. Oh, damn. I'll get to H3H3 too. Fuck that dude. Anyway, what was I? Just Rain made a video, and then he defended T-Series. And I'm like, thank God someone defended T-Series. Like, and plus, the channel don't care. You have PewDiePie, he comes out and knows, like, "Hey, T-Series, fuck you." And I'm like, where's this coming from? This guy is so much of a fucking ego, who's like, "Oh, I want to be the number one YouTuber. I'm doing this shit as a joke." I'm like, bro, you're just boring the shit out of me. And then I'm going to say something that's going to might piss you guys off. To prove why I don't like PewDiePie as a content creator, I want to say, I think back when I was younger, I would watch Let's Plays of Telltale Games. And, I would watch PewDiePie because I'm like, oh, he plays Telltale Games. And then the channel I watch, the channel I personally watch is, what's his name? Tetra Ninja. You guys may or may not know him. But, I watch Tetra Ninja's gameplay. And then he pretty much does every game. So I'm like, alright, you're like that one channel. PewDiePie does like, "Oh my god, it's the world's biggest game. Let me do 3 parts just because it's a long open world game. And then I'm done." I'm like, oh my god, you're pissing me off, bro. And then him, Jax Films, and Markiplier, I'm like, you guys are like 3 guys who equal the same person. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? We go to PewDiePie. No, but like, now PewDiePie is different. Markiplier and Jacksepticeye are like still fucking stupid ass gamers, and I'm like, god damn it. They're those gamers who are like, "Oh, what's up, guys? We're gonna do this game I don't know shit about, but I do know some stuff. And then now you're gonna just hear me talk about dumb shit on the side. I'm like, no, you're pissing me the fuck off. That shit gets on my goddamn nerves. But let's go back to the main topic. So, PewDiePie. I watched his, The Wolf Among Us series. And oh my god, this guy sucks in video games. I'm like, okay, you talk all this shit. If you're the number one gamer, you have to be at least a decent gamer. Because everyone is looking at you. All these freaking 10-year-old kids are looking at you. They're like, oh, the number one gamer on YouTube. The number one subscribe channel on YouTube is playing The Wolf Among Us. And on his first part, he fucking sucks. I'm like, nah, bro. Fuck PewDiePie's content. Fuck that. I tried. And no, it's not just I watched one video. I tried his other series. I tried Wolf Among Us. I tried Detroit Become Human. I tried, what else? I tried The Walking Dead. Tried all this shit. But he fucking sucks. I'm like, god damn it. Then I see him play other games and he's just doing mindless shit. I'm like, oh, fuck this shit then. Fuck it. I guess I'm not a PewDiePie fan. Fuck that dude. But as his as a person, yeah, he's a great guy. I see him help out people. I see he's not that bad. And I'm like, all right, PewDiePie, I respect you as a human, as a person, as a content creator. But as far as your content, I don't like you. There. I fucking said it. I don't care. Next, T-Series. Technically, T-Series, think of like every Vivo in India together, and then you have one channel, T-Series. I'm like, okay, yeah. As a dude who grew up with it, I'm like, okay, I know what T-Series is. I grew up with it. It's been around for like 10 years on YouTube. And then this, that, and the third. We're done. We're done with T-Series, okay? It's here, and it probably passes PewDiePie. Then what? Because then people are like, oh my god, PewDiePie's not going to get 70 million. He gets 70 million, and then I see comments all over T-shirts. You motherfuckers, see what? Our god, PewDiePie is fucking nuts. I'm like, oh my god, his fans are fucking toxic. Fucking hate that shit. I'm like, if your fans are cool, and they're alright, I'm like, alright, I'm chill with that. But his fans are like, why is this channel... Okay, so for example, just to prove I even watch T-Series, PewDiePie and T-Series drama happened around the time as a film, certain film, Shahid Kapoor, it's the one with the electricity, you guys know what I mean, right? Gati Meter, Meter Gul Chalu, something like that. I'm sorry if I mispronounce it for my Desi viewers, but like, you know what I mean, that electricity one where his friend, dies and he's gonna fight a case on it. That was all in the trailer. I'm like, you spoiled the movie anyway. But anyway, back to that. When that film came out, so there was a song on T-Series' channel called Hard Hard. You guys can do it yourself. The song's called Hard Hard. And then what these fuckers did was like, so I want to read comments on, I read comments on songs. Like, you do the same shit with like big American songs like Taki Taki or maybe even Hispanic songs like Despacito. Everyone's reading comments when they're listening to that song. Well, some of you guys are. But then all I did was when I read these comments, like, ew, this shit is above PewDiePie. Why is this shit even as good as, I mean, not as good as, but like, I would read comments then and again. They're like, bro, fuck T-Series and these Indian dudes. I'm like, are you racist shits? What are you, Ethan Klein? What the fuck, bro? You guys are pissing me off, bro. I'm telling you, for God's sakes, you don't have to be fucking racist. They're like, oh my god, he can't even dance. What is this fucking Indian shit? I'm like, when I read what is this Indian shit, I'm like, alright guys, I know it's this fucking 10-year-old PewDiePie fan. Fuck this. I'm just reading comments after comments like, PewDiePie's number one. Fuck this channel. And I'm like, you pieces of shit. I hope you guys die in hell. Anyway, so I'm reading comments. And then I go back and I read the other ones, like, maybe I'll watch, like, an old song, like, from the 2000s. I'm like, hey, this is not that bad. Watch it, and there are no comments about these 10-year-olds. And I'm like, okay. But then, there's stupid shit in all these newer songs. All you see is comments like, why is this shit almost as good as PewDiePie? Fuck this channel. It ain't never gonna pass PewDiePie. I'm like, ugh. can you let me join my T-Series in silence? Like, this channel has done nothing to you. Why are you attacking them, you fucking idiots? And then who else is it? Who was that cunt that made, those billboards? Fuck, I don't know his name. Mr. Beast, yes. Mr. Beast. So, Mr. Beast was a piece of shit who just... Technically, isn't it, like, not good to send hate to another channel? He pretty much just sent all the love to PewDiePie. I was like, fuck T-Series. This dude promoted PewDiePie to the max. And I'm like, alright. And here, let me just bring out the truth for you guys. It's PewDiePie versus T-Series, right? So then, let me tell you this. PewDiePie puts on these stupid-ass copying other channels' content. And I'm like, alright, I'll let him have it. I mean, I don't watch his shit, but when I used to, he used to be fired. But now I'm just like, alright, you're just copying other channels, talking about news. What are you, Keemstar? But anyway, you're just going on, and he's like this. And then he does that stupid shit at the end where, what would they do? A lot of these fucking YouTubers are doing this. If you can't make a video over 10 minutes, then don't make a video over 10 minutes. Do the 9-minute fucking shit. If you can't have like 40 seconds of just a still image that says, fucking, sorry guys, I had to make it to 10 minutes. I'm like, what is this fucking garbage? You're fucking pissing me off, you fucking shits. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you dumbass? Like, when I see people that do that shit, I'm like, alright, you're money hungry. Because I know, like, if you have a fucking, maybe a 10-minute video, you can have any as much as you want it. If it's like a 1 to 9-minute video, then a lot of people get shit because they're like, okay, you only have, I think, 2 ads, one in the beginning, one in the end. And then I'm going to tell you, a lot of these YouTubers are fucking stingy. For example, I could tell you a fucking person that does this shit. Okay, before he got fucking exposed, you guys remember Wolfie Raps? Before he cheated on his girlfriend, he used to have a channel with over 13 million subs. And I'm like, I used to watch him. I used to watch, like, Team Albo. But then, maybe, unlike those kids, I grew up. So then I'm like, I don't want to watch that anymore. But anyway, for example, so I'm going to talk about Wolfie. So this is what this fucker did. He has all these videos, like, the most fieriest drink in the world, the most saltiest drink in the world, the most sweetest drink in the world. I'm like, okay. But then, oh my god, try watching one of those videos. Oh, he's like, there would be an ad every 5 seconds. I'm like, god damn, bruh. Your video is like 15 minutes. You got like 400 ads all over this fucking shit. And I'm when I watch that shit, I'm like, bro, you're just pissing me off. Like, do a reasonable amount of ads. Like, if you want to have it, one in the beginning, one in the middle, one at the end. I'm like, okay. But stop having 50 ads in one video. And then this dude's like, I'm a humble guy. I'm like, nah, bro. You're a fucking greedy piece of shit. Fuck you, Wolfie. And I'm just like, all his fucking challenges and shit were the same. Not even the fucking people could help with this. Shit got boring. I'm telling you guys, that shit fucking bored the shit out of me. I'm like, oh, you fucking piece of... I'm gonna... YouTubers, you fucking YouTubers. You know what? I'm gonna just talk about more YouTubers. I'll just call this podcast YouTubers and my problems with it. Let's see. Keemstar. Drama alert. Okay, let's see. You bring a video back with Leafy, and then he pretty much goes overboard, and he's like... Why is this shit not getting 5 million views? I'm like, first of all, let me tell you something. Leafy's irrelevant. I'm going to just tell you straight up. This dude talked all this shit. And then, and here's another thing. So, I was on Keemstar's side when, Grade and Leafy fucking attacked him. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of fucked up. All these guys, you guys were best friends and now you're attacking your friend? Fuck that. That's fucked up. Grade and Leafy. Fuck you guys. But then this fuckface... So, okay, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, fuck you guys, I'm done with you. But if someone did that and you still forgave them, like, think about it. Grade sent hate towards, Grade sent all of Keemstar's fans to subscribe to Scarce. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm telling you guys, what was Scares doing? He's like, what's up, guys? It's Scares here. And he played fucking Black Ops that time. But then now he just copies Keemstar. And I'm like, okay. I guess if you can't handle Keemstar, you can just watch Scares. But then I'm like, I can't watch Scares. Scares is too... I'm going to agree with Peter Pond. Scares is too goddamn boring. I'm like, bruh, stop being so fucking boring, Scares. Even now, he has that monotone voice. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Scares here, and I'm going to just talk about this and this and this and this and this. I'm like, oh, you boring motherfucker. And then, oh, fan of Raka Raka. That dude beat Scares' ass at that fight. Speaking of that fight was fucking bullshit. I didn't care who won. I wanted at least one person to knock someone out. Because I'm like, okay, Logan Paul, you deserve to get your ass beat for all that shit with Suicide Forest, all that bullshit, you talking shit. And I'm like, oh, you fucking asshole. And then KSI too, I didn't like that asshole too. He just gloats, and then he's like, oh, you know your girlfriend that you broke up with? She's on my dick. I'm like, oh my god. But I like KSI. He's not that bad. His brother, his fucking clout-sucking brother, that dude pisses me the fuck off. I'm like, god damn, Deji, what the fuck? So, okay. Comedy Shorts Gamer is literally a reaction channel. And this cunt bores me to fucking death. So, okay. They're like, okay, so since I watched Drama Alert, here's this. I watched Drama Alert. I hate Keemstar as a fucking person. That's weird. But I can see why some people think that. I think a lot of people would agree with me. You hate Drama Alert, but you like Drama Alert, but you hate Keemstar. That's okay. Next, let's go to this topic of fucking Comedy Shorts Gamer. So I watch Drama Alert's videos about Comedy Shorts Gamer getting in a fight with Wardashaw. And then I look through his channel. I'm like, what does this guy do anyway? He's called Comedy Shorts Gamer. This fucker doesn't even play games. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how is the channel you're named and based off of, you don't even do its fucking content? I'm like, what the fuck, you dumb shit? It's literally, hey guys, Comedy Shorts Gamer here. I'm going to do another reaction video. I can't do a gaming video because I don't know how to game. I'm here to do a reaction video, though, about, I watched his Team 10. It's fucking diss tracks towards, fucking, who did he go up against? Fucking Mini Minter? And I feel like Mini Minter did way better. I still like Mini Minter. He has a fire beat and his lyrics are okay. And oh my god, okay, so KSI has an okay accent. I can deal with him. He's cool. And first of all, I'm gonna just say it right now. KSI can't rap for shit. I have no idea who the fuck ear he's like. Some people are like, oh my god, he has blessed my ears. I'm like, nah, bruh. Literally ear fucked you, bruh. His fucking music is ass. And then Deji, oh my god, bottom of the barrel. If Deji's like, I saw him in a fucking video. He's like, yo, my diss track is fire. I'm like, really? Really? Really, bro? Who the fuck said, you guys know Colossal is crazy? I mean, you should watch me. You should probably watch, like, other channels. But I don't like the commentary channel, community, or whatever you call them. The commentary channel. But, oh well. I'll talk about it. So, fucking Colossal is crazy. I like the dude. I like him in Baited. I like the Baited podcast. Tommy, fuck Tommy. Fucking that piece of shit. He's like, that shit was funny with Chats. I hope he died in the army. That was fucked up, but that was fucking hilarious. Tommy, you were a piece of fucking shit. I'm gonna just say this shit right now. Tommy is a piece of shit. So Keem helps this dude out, and then this fucker backstabs him just because he doesn't want to do the podcast anymore. I'm like, you fucking asshole. If you were just nice to Keem, he would have just put you on the new podcast. Fucking piece of shit. But whatever. He's just talking shit. He's like, oh my god, Keemstar won't help me. My daughter's starving. I'm like, whoa. What are you, Foosy Tube now? Like, what are you, Foosy Tube? Using fucking little kids to change topics on what's going on in your life? Fuck you, bruh. And Foosy Tube, god damn. This dude's like, oh, I'm a great Muslim. I'm like, nah, bruh. I seen a couple of videos. He's like, I'm a great Muslim. I'm like, first of all, you fucking bitch. You've been exposed by Vitaly that you fucking do drugs and you fuck hookers. So get that shit the fuck up out of here, bruh.
probably drink the way you fucking act with your fucking bias, your two-faced ass. Like, goddamn. And then I feel bad because this dude has schizophrenia, but then he's, like, not getting help. Fucking lies about Drake. I'm like, you piece of shit. God damn, Adam Saylor exposed you. Fuck Adam Saylor, too. He's like, oh, I'm a great Muslim, too. I'm like, nah, bro, fuck you. You started that racist shit in the fucking airplane, got all that attention only for that shit to be a lie. Fuck you, Adam Saylor. And he's like, what did he fucking say? He said, om. You guys remember that shit. But you know, you remember when that trend was big. Fucking Lele Pons do that shit. But anyway, fucking Adam Saylor, fuck out of here, boy. But then let's go back to, not PewDiePie, what the fuck am I talking about? Let's go back to, FoosyTube. Fucker's like, oh, I'm a great Muslim. I'm like, first of all, I don't care, okay, I don't give a fuck how much you love your dog. But to the point where you have to tattoo your dog onto your arm, I'm sorry, I'm a Muslim. And, you're like, wait, aren't you Indian? I'm like, no, first of all, no. I'm from Pakistan, you guys. I'm gonna expose where I'm from, but I'm from Pakistan. And from that place, I never thought I would see a fucking Muslim who praises himself as a Muslim fucking talking about, oh, hey, you like my tattoo of my dogs? I'm like, what? What the fuck? The fuck you talking about, Brit? What are you talking about here? She's fucking crazy, Brit. Crazy. All right. I might as well just go through all the channels. I'm a huge gamer. You guys know as I do. Fucking let's go to my channels. I like Angry Joe. He's pretty cool. Yeah, he doesn't put out his review often. He does these shitty movie reviews. But other than that, I only watch him for his fucking angry reviews. I know that might be fucked up. Watch his other content. I'm like, no, bro. I subscribe to you for a fucking reason. What else? I watch Dartigan. He does everything wrong with the game. I'm like, alright, I could get down with that. Someone that just, I mean, you don't just full-on talk shit, but you could tell me the good, bad, and ugly about a game. I'm like, all right, Dartigan, not that bad. I already told you guys Tetra Ninja. I love Niga Higa. Niga Higa was my first channel I watched. I was a little fucking six-year-old when I discovered YouTube. My neighbor, I won't say her name, my neighbor told me, she's like, hey, you guys should watch this. And it was like Niga Higa. This was before his, like, so you know his first video was like how to be gangster. It's before that period where he used to do videos in his room. That's how much of an OG fan I am. I mean, I don't watch Higa TV, but I do watch just Niga Higa, and I'm like, I'm okay with that. Anyway, I don't watch vlogs. I'm sorry. I don't give two shits about your fucking life that I'm not gonna waste 30 minutes of my day watching you live your lavish life. Fuck that. Shit pisses me off. Like, for example, I could, like, Rice Gum, I would watch him for his content. But when he does a vlog, I'm, like, skipping through that shit. I'm like, nobody wants to see you glow. Like, hey, guys, look at my 400 cars in my backyard. Look at my fucking Gucci sweater, Gucci wristband, Gucci mustache. I'm like, bruh, I don't fucking care. Anyway, maybe a lot of you guys love vlogs, but I'm like, why? Why? I don't like vlogs. And then Roman Atwood, I'm not a prank fan. So all of these pranks, I used to watch DM Pranks. You know the guys that did the killer clown stuff? They were pretty good until I fucking grew up. I mean, those pranks I don't find funny. Unless it's a channel I like. I like JK News. I watch JK News. I learned about other news, but I get most of my news from Philip DeFranco. It's not that bad. Who else do I watch? I don't watch a lot of commentary channel. I don't know why. I just don't like them. Piss me off somehow. But they're not terrible. They do piss me off. But I don't hate you guys. Like, Leafy was, oh my god, boring as shit. He was like, hey guys, it's Leafy here. And he did that stupid ass, what is that? They did CSGO. When they played CSGO in these fucking, what do you call them? Like, fucking race marathons. And I'm like, they're running through fucking lights and shit. I'm like, what is this shit? Like, come on, bro. What am I fucking watching? Next, there's, almost I'll watch. I watched the Black Hokage. I watch him. I even listen to his podcast on Anchor here. I mean, I don't hate the dude. I don't like him that much. But I do respect his opinion. Like, you can have mutual respect for someone. You can't just full-on hate someone. But I do have mutual respect for that dude. He's cool. Maybe I can pull up my YouTube at the same time as this. Go through my channels. Yeah, I think Anchor's still playing. Hello? Yeah, Anchor's still playing. So I could go through my channels. Let's see. I watch All Def Digital. Those guys are funny as fuck. You guys know who he is. I mean, I watch Roast Me, Great Taste. Those guys are funny. Angry Joe. I listen to the Baited podcast on YouTube. I don't do that shit on like iTunes or Spotify now. I watch the Baited podcast on YouTube. What else? Let's see. Dead Meat. Dead Meat is by far my favorite horror channel. And then it's not even bad, bro. I'm telling you, Dead Meat is awesome. I liked all the kill counts. Not all of them, but like most of the movies I liked as a kid. I like its kill counts. They're not bad, but they're fire. He's an entertaining guy. He's funny. I like it. Found Flicks, Ending Explained. My first Ending Explained was the one with Unfriended. I didn't want to watch the film, but I did like the concept, and someone just told me the ending. I liked it. I liked Found Flicks. It's pretty cool. Game Ranks. I think pretty much all gamers like Game Ranks. Pretty much do good. Jake Baldino, he's pretty cool. iDubbbz TV, I only watch iDubbbz for content cops. I don't even know why I watch him like that, but I watch him like that just because of the content cops. Who else? Jack's Films, I don't even know why I watch this guy. He just does memes, and I'm like, okay, I'll just watch you for your memes. Next, Jeremy Johns for his, what do you call it? Movie reviews. I watch all his movie reviews. Mostly the movies that like, hey, I'm kind of skeptical. Maybe I'll just hear someone's opinion. They're like, oh my god, it's fucking garbage. Don't watch that shit. Like, not garbage, but it's not good. Like, for example, I was like, I haven't seen the first Fantastic Beasts or the second one. But I was like, after seeing the trailer for the second one, I'm like, hey, it's the guy that played The Flash. Maybe it's good. Well, I just hear a review. He's like, oh my god, guys. It's just like the first one. It's not that good. I'm like, okay. Damn, I gotta skip that. What else we got? We got JK News, JK Party. If you guys know JK News, JK Party, and you fucking assholes that try to get on Bart shit. I don't even know what happened. I watched it on Twitter, it blew up out of nowhere. I'm like, what is going on? But I still don't know. What else? I like Marques Brownlee. I like tech stuff. He teaches me a lot of cool things. He's like, what type of stuff you look for? My favorite video is his the smartphone test. It was fucking great. Loved it. Loved the photos and everything. Matt Stoney. Love his food videos. He's pretty, not funny, but I like to eat everything at KFC and then just look at the cameras like, bro, it was nothing. I'm like, that shit's cool. New rock stars. I'm a nerd. They're nerds. They're pretty cool. It's like a group of nerds talking about nerd stuff. Raka Raka. I feel like they're cool. They're good. They're like good adult content. How's that? Rice Gum. I watch Rice Gum. Not bad. Not great. Yeah, he flexes too much, but well, I mean, you can't stop another content creator for what they do. What else? I like Shane Dawson. I like Shane Dawson. I was a fan when I was a little kid. I like Shane Dawson, but I used to be like, oh, that's weird stuff he does, like all those food videos. Like, that would be weird if I'm watching this shit on like in campus and someone's like, what the fuck you watching? But all those documentaries he did, they're not that bad. They're great. Who else? Yeah, pretty much these are all my YouTubers that I watch. And, yeah, they're not bad. They're not great. They're great YouTubers to me. And, yeah, I don't feel like they're bad. I don't even feel like they deserve all the hate you guys give them. They're pretty good YouTubers. And, is there any YouTuber I should talk about? Let's see. What are some things I hate about YouTube? Or some of the YouTubers? Or maybe I just talk shit. I like to talk shit. Let's see. What are some things I hate?
I already said I hate the 10-minute videos. I hate the fucking, I mean, I don't hate the 10-minute videos. If you can make a 10-minute video and then you just put a, three fucking ads, I'm like, alright. But if you put in 45 million ads, fuck you. Fuck you very much, bro. I hope you fucking die, you piece of shit. The fucking Wolfie Raps, that shit pissed me the fuck off. I remember, I'm like, yo, Wolfie Raps video, watch that shit. 4 million ads on that crap. I'm like, bruh, halfway into the video, I'm like, if I get an ad every 2 minutes, I'm done. And then I'm like, fuck this, bruh, fuck this video. I just watched it on my laptop. I have ad block on my laptop, and I'm like, fuck this shit. I legit hate you, you fucking asshole. Fuck you. Let's see, what do I hate? I hate all this hate at T-Series. Like, come on, bro. Fight me. What should I name this podcast? My opinion on YouTube? I said just YouTube, but then people are gonna be like, what the fuck? You know, I'll just call it My Opinions on YouTube and YouTubers. What else? I don't feel like there's anything else to talk about. I full-on went on a rant. How long did I go on for? Like, maybe 30 minutes. 31 minutes! Yay! And, what can I say? Oh my fucking god, guys. Follow me on that Twitter, bruh. Your boy, Shadow_Omi. I haven't fucking tweeted in a while. It's because I haven't watched any dramas. I haven't played no games. Because Black Friday about to pull up. Maybe I'll pick up that Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Not that Spider-Man though, because Spider-Man's going to be like about another couple months till that full Spider-Man Ultimate Edition comes out. Pick that up. The one that has all the DLC. I'm not buying $20 worth of DLC every fucking weekend. Fuck that. But Odyssey, maybe I'll pick up Odyssey. I just put a quick review out. I already beat Red Dead. Maybe I'll buy an online pass, and then I could just play online shit. Like, for example, guys, I have not played Fortnite. I mean, no matter how much you guys have said, Fortnite may get on your nerves or it's not good, I have not played it, so I can't even give my opinion on it. I'm like, oh, Fortnite. Eh. I see a lot of people love it. You have who's that ninja guy who loves Fortnite so much he won't play any other game? But oh well. To each his own. Next, still, guys, follow me on that Twitter. I catch up on some K-dramas, guys. I got some new ones. I added on my list. You guys are gonna see it on, maybe, I don't know why. I've just been doing lazy shit in Red Dead Redemption. Maybe I'll just take, like, a good whole day off. Because I'm getting my Thanksgiving break's coming up. Just go full ham on some dramas. Maybe just watch some, fucking, I don't know. Watch a ton of anime. I don't even know which anime I could watch. Because I feel like I've only seen three. I've seen parts of Dragon Ball Z. I don't feel like I've seen every goddamn episode there is to man. But I've seen a good chunk. See Naruto, Naruto Shippuden. I saw, tried 13 episodes of One Piece. You already know that. Go watch my other episode, Omi and anime. What else we got? Oh yeah. Once again, follow me on the Twitter, Shadow_Omi. That is SHADOW_OMI. So yeah. Should I end it right there? I'm only gonna get like one view in that person. Come on, bro. Help a brother out. Maybe since it's a YouTube thing, more people will watch it. But I just pretty much roasted. Not roast. I just talk shit about YouTubers. If you guys even want to know, I'm a 21-year-old college student. And as someone whose time is limited, because I have school, I have a life, I do this podcast on Fridays. And then you see YouTubers complain. Like, are you... Oh, yeah, let's talk about this then. I don't want to end this. Mental illness. Let's talk about that. That BetterHelp shit that happened. Yeah, you guys didn't see me talk about it. Because, first of all, I never got sponsored. The fuck? But, oh, well. I only get, like, 2 viewers anyway.
anyway. So this mental illness shit that's going around, these people are getting fucking depressed, making a million videos a fucking week, and then they're like, guys, I'm fucking burnt out. I need to fucking take a 6-year break. Then I'll come back. I'll make more videos for 3 months, and then I'll get more of a headache, and I'll take another 6-week break. I'm like, for fuck's sakes, take time off for yourself. God damn it, you piece of shit. If you can do it on a schedule, do your shit on a schedule. For me, I do my podcast every Friday. I go to school Monday through Thursday. And then probably next semester is going to be different because I'm going to go to school from Monday through... Yeah, so in the spring semester, that's going to be from like January to, May. My new schedule, guys, I'm just going to tell you right now. I have school from Monday to Friday next semester. And yeah, if that broke your heart, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got fucking school every day. So what am I going to do? Well, I guess when the time comes... So I'm going to take the first week off during my school year. And then I'm going to see which day I can do a podcast. If I could do more podcasts a week, I would. But I don't have topics to talk about. Because then those would be quick pods. If I could get like 3-4 quick pods in one video, that could be like 30 minutes. I could consider that a podcast. But other than that, I don't feel like there is anything to talk about. You fucking pieces of shit. Don't tire yourselves out doing this shit. God damn it. Don't go to fucking 6-hour shoots to shoot a video. Gets 2 views. And then complain about why you fuckers not watching my video. I'm talking about you fucking Keemstar. Fucking like... That shit really legit pissed me off. He's complaining, why is my Leafy interview not getting 6,000,000 views? I'm like, first of all, it's a Leafy video, you fucking asshole. You know, I care about Leafy no more. God damn it, you old fart. You're like, he looks like a 50-year-old man, but he's actually like, what, 36? Oh my God, why am I roasting people? I gotta stop. I'm nice, guys. I'm a real nice person if you don't know me. Like, if you're my fan, shout out to that one person that listens to me. But if you're like my deep, deep fan, you would know I am a nice person. I don't think I've said what I look like because I'm talking shit. And if I promote my real life Instagram, like, you guys are just going to be like, the fuck? Attack this, bruh. Attack this dude. Send him all the hate because you talked bad about our Lord and Savior PewDiePie. Well, guess what, little kids? Fuck you. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at @shadow_omi. And I will see you guys in the next podcast. Will it be next week? Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be my Thanksgiving, probably, or probably not. If it's not, then I'll just not do a video. I'll probably just put out a tweet like, hey guys, instead of Thanksgiving, your boy's going to go pick up Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Anyway, that's it. I'm talking about 38 minutes. Bye. Bye.